Sisters, we're all so very proud of that natural look we see among the crowd. Worldwide admiration from nation to nation. They love you, Miss Black America. We love you too, Miss Black America. You're such wonderful people and so beautifully equal.
Miss Black America.
A culture no one can deny. If a young child should ask, then tell them why. They should not be ashamed of their past. Just explain. The true mother is Black America. None other than Miss Black America. She cried tears of success. We wish her long happiness. We're so proud of you,
Miss Black America.
Ooh, Miss Black America. I'm so proud, I'm so proud.
Miss Black America.
Miss Black America. Ooh, Miss Black America.
Shooter, I'm in the overtime like a sharpshooter. I feel like I'm intruding. She's a friend of mine in the alibi, in the getaway car in overdrive like a sharpshooter. I like the way you're moving.
She's a real life, wow, what's she talking about? I think I love her.
just wanna cry lately.
Hi guys, this is Triple M and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to another show. It's good to be back. I wasn't here last week, but this week Millie will be joining us a little late. Shout out to the women's fencing team. But anyways, today we have our second session with trainees who you all met last week. But yeah, we can just go around, I guess, if you guys want to say your names again. What we're going to be doing today. Each person's going to be getting their own segment of the show, which is going to be really exciting. But yeah, Inez, if you want to start.
Yeah, it's Inez here, and today I wanted to play or focus on music made by women, and so I thought I would go with a genre that I feel like they're really dominating these days, with like a classic, modern classic at least, sad girl indie moment, because I think it's been a really good woman-dominated space these days. So, yeah, that's the music I'm playing today.
I'm Maddie, and Lily, who's going to introduce herself next, and I are going to have a show together. It's going to be like a time capsule show. So this week we're not super following that theme, but we each just picked some songs that we liked, and mine are kind of like old classic rock songs, but like chill ones. So yeah.
And I'm Lily. I just chose some songs that I've been enjoying recently, and I didn't really have a theme for them, but they all are kind of just like chill and I like listening to them, so.
Very cool. Okay, sounds like a really good lineup. So that's coming up. Also, forgot, the theme of this week on brand, the Triple M, is making music masters, because that's what all these guys are going to be when they leave. And yeah, you just heard Chapstick by Coin, which is something I've just had going lately. But next up, also on brand, is going to be I Listen to Your Radio Show at Night by Grady Strange. And then after that, there's going to be a new DJ on the board. So yeah, that's what the plan is for today. And this is Grady Strange.
Paint your hair blue because you're sick of bread. been saying things I don't mean out loud.
Hello, 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 it's Ines, and now I'm going to play the songs that I mentioned earlier for you guys, and I'm really excited. So I'll play them now, and then I can talk a bit about them later, I guess, but yeah.
Just the same last night, I etched your name into the page.
It's Inez again. You were just listening to In Order, Hide and Seek by Etta Marcus and You Lie All the Time by Bia Vidubi. And I really like those songs that just calm me down after a long day. You Lie All the Time by Bia Vidubi also has a, she released an acoustic version of the EP Love Worm that I really like also. But for the radio, I thought this would be a bit more upbeat to have the regular studio version. But yeah, I really like those two artists. In specific, I like Bia Vidubi because she's Filipino also. She's Filipino-British, which is, I'm also half Filipino and British, so I think that's really cool. But she's killing it right now. And she has a really good career ahead of her, which I'm really happy about. And the next song I'm going to play for you and the last song is The Promise by Samia, who just played at Paradise Rock Club, I think, recently. I went to see her show. It was really good. So I'll play that for you guys now. And then I think Lily is going to play music for you next.
Yeah.
Hi guys, this is Maddie taking over for Ines. So I've got like 10 minutes of songs coming up, like I said before. It's going to be kind of like chill rock vibes. We're starting out with High Flying Bird by Jefferson Airplane.
There's a high flying bird way up in the sky now. Yes, and I wonder if she looks down as she flies home by. Well, she's riding on the air so easy in the sky. She looks down as she flies home by. Well, she's riding on the air so easy in the sky. Lord, look at me. I'm rooted like a tree.
Okay, that was High Flying Bird by Jefferson Airplane. Moving on, I was inspired by a lovely text I received from my good friend about how good I was doing on this radio show. Shout out to Silas. So I'm going to play I Live For You by George Harrison, which he showed me. So enjoy.
Side.
yes, it's true. I live for you.
So that was I Live For You by George Harrison, and it's just about 8:30, so it's time for a PSA. For this week, we have numbers to think about, prescription drugs versus medical marijuana deaths. The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. Just a PSA, a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. All right, so for my last song, I have Summer Wine by Nancy Sinatra. So enjoy.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walked in town on silver spurs that jingled too, a song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine.
My eyes grew heavy and my lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave to me summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time. Why?
sun was shining in my eyes. My silver spurs were gone, my head fell twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving for more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off those silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you my summer. Summer
Hello everyone, this is Lily Pearl. I'm going in for Maddie, and I will be playing my first song now, called All About Our Love by Sade, dedicated to the one and only Stuart James.
Thank you.
right, that was Heaven or Las Vegas by the Cocteau Twins. To finish up, I have a song called Calla My Friend that's going to play. Just want to give a quick shout out to all of the lovely individuals in the TFL show. Sadly, we did not get to see you perform, but if any of you are like listening to this afterwards for some reason, good job. We love you. All right, here's my final song. I hope you enjoy.
Okay. Hi again. We're back. Millie is here. I don't know if she wants to say hello.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
She's a decorated student athlete back from
fencing meet.
But yeah, we just had three great radio sessions, some great music going. So this is really cool to be able to hear it all. But yeah, now we just have like a bit of extra time. So, since everyone here is going to have like their own show, I guess if you guys want to just like talk about potential like ideas, like what you guys want to maybe do, what people can look forward to hear on air.
So Maddie and I are doing our show together, and I have always kind of wanted to do a radio show, but I like started thinking about it when, I don't know why, but for some reason we were talking about like, I used to always make birthday playlists, like
when it was my birthday, that was my party favor that I would give out when I was little, is like a CD of my birthday playlists. So that was like a time capsule of sorts, and now we're doing a whole nother time capsule. So that will be our show, but we don't know when it is yet. So you get to just look forward to it indefinitely.
Yeah, similar inspiration. I was just inspired by my dad's old iPod Nano that he gave to me when he got a better one. I don't know, I was like 6 or something, but I didn't ever really buy songs on it after that, so it just kind of remained as is. And yeah, that's kind of what we're thinking for our show. We have yet to design a little poster or anything, but keep an eye out for one.
It's gonna be epic.
Very cool. Okay. Inez?
The chairs here are so squeaky. I was trying to remain still. So for Generation Strange, like, I was kind of inspired by, I don't know if you guys read, like, Rookie Mag or heard about it. Like, with Tavi Jefferson and stuff growing up. But they always had a lot of these, like, they would have, like, different sections. And in the photography section, I don't know, since it was, like, a high school-focused kind of, like, magazine, and it was, like, a lot about, like, girlhood and growing up and things like that. I don't know. I think I was thinking about that, and it just reminded me of, like, again, in the sort of, like, very temporal, ephemeral times in high school and stuff, but then also about, like, growing up. But then I wanted to, like, kind of expand and have it kind of, like, over, a longer period of time. So I was kind of, like, I'm really interested in just sort of music history in general, but I think, yeah, I think you guys are too. It's a really fascinating topic, so that's why I wanted to, like, have more of, like, a casual interview-based show, but then still have a lot of music, which is why I wanted to do radio in the first place, because I love music. So, but yeah, that's what I was thinking, and that's kind of, like, what I was inspired by.
Very cool. Well, all those ideas sound really awesome, but, like, you all, like, have, like, these time capsule ideas, like eras of music that you want to focus on. So do you guys have like a favorite era of music, or is that too hard to say?
I mean, for me, I think any of my friends can vouch for, like, my choice is probably the 70s by a long shot. I think cool. Most of the music I listen to is from then.
For some reason, I love a good, like, 2010s.
Yeah.
Our show's gonna be really diverse.
Yeah.
It's a good range, yeah.
Or just, like, 2000s in general. You know, it gets your blood pumping.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like whenever I follow you guys, my answer in my head was the 70s and 2010s. But I feel like no one ever believes me now.
No, great minds,
great
minds.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, because I think I was asked this question recently, and I feel like picking, like, a decade from the past and then the current decade is, like, what it normally boils down to. And then I always pick the 70s and the 2010s because I also had a really strong 70s hyperfixation. But yeah, I really do love the 70s too. I feel like people really love 80s music, but I just can't seem to get into it as much as, yeah, I would say the 70s for the past. And then, like, I can't live without the music I sort of, like, grew up with. So that's why I would pick those two.
Cool. Yeah, no, I would definitely agree. I, like, love 70s music, but Millie and I have, like, a pretty good range between the two of us, I think. But, like, there's definitely times during a show where you'll go from, like, Kesha to, like, Mitski. Like, it's really cool to have a range like that. So, yeah, that's exciting. Well, everyone, like, look out for these guys' shows because they sound amazing, clearly. But, yeah, we're almost at the end of our 8 to 9 p.m. segment today. So we're going to wrap up. This is Car Crash in G Major by Fan Club Wallet, a song that Millie and I both love. So, yeah, we are going to wrap up with that. I think we might actually have a few minutes after that. So something else after that, a surprise. But, yeah, thank you guys for being here today. This was a lot of fun. Yeah, so this is Triple M, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Millie, you have anything you want to say? You want to add?
Keep it freeform.
There we go. All right, here's Car Crash in G Major.
One day, I'm gonna understand. Zaya.
And I thank you for